Okay, we're resuming after our break. And how'd you do during the break?
We are at an impasse.
And
we must be satisfied with the results of the board's decision.
Okay, well, Mr. Peluso is going to articulate our decision. So I'll defer to him.
Thank you, John. Well, you both did a really excellent presentation. I think all of the information was provided really cleanly. I want to start with that. And I also want to say that I think you are both correct, which is an odd approach, but I do think that Ms. Robertson was able to read the letter of her guidance and come up with a reasonable solution. In my case, I happen to be extremely familiar with the Mount Shasta market. And I've been a licensed real estate broker for 36 years. I'm in that particular market mostly for the past 13 years. And I think you did a good job with your photos and your point of the fact that simply added value wasn't added. And I think that after we've talked about the improvements that you made, the overall market, we agree that value was not added. I don't see it that, I don't see improvement. I think if you could have achieved, you would more likely have added value if you could have replaced those windows and had that sunroom, new. And it would have looked amazing, because I agree with you that what you've done is effectively reduced the interior spaces. I'm going to use the word loveliness, because I can't think of anything else, but the light that's coming in was really bright. And we understood that you were limited to your option by not being able to obtain that type of glass anymore and make that same improvement, which you would have been happy with, as you've like for like, and then you would have been happy because I would have said that would probably more likely add value than the ultimate solution that you chose. So it was a really close circumstance in this case, and I think you both are aware of that, but I think just from a tax appeals position, I don't think you added value, and I think John, you agree. So that's where we're coming from, and we think that in this case, the tax assessment should remain without the stipulation.
Okay. So do this as a motion, and it's in support of the appellant?
Correct. We move to reverse the decision of the assessor and make it a supplemental assessment of $10,000 increase in value.
And do we have a second?
I second that.
Okay, that's a decision.
And a vote. Okay, thank you. And just for the record, for the packets that were presented, we do this in the tags that are colored. So my blue tag is for the assessor's office, and it's labeled number one. And from Ms. Gaston, the yellow tab, and it's a letter, so that would be letter A. So those are the exhibits that are presented and will be part of this packet. I just needed to say that for the record.
Ms. Gaston, you requested a written finding, but do you want one?
If you do, fine, we'll create one. If not, let me know. I've got your receipt and everything. We can do it as a refund.
I would love my $200 back.
Well, it's only $20.
And I don't need a...
It's only $20.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The finding was $20. Yeah, yeah. So, it's up to you.
Oh, I don't require a written finding of fact, and a refund would be great.
Okay.
If you want me to memorialize that in an email to you, I'll do so.
If you would, just to help me remember, but I can put it through and get that to you. It's once the auditor's office processes it, they'll send it to you.
Thank you,
awesome.
Everybody, for a
brief time. Thank you. Okay, so if we're going to move on to the next one, I have, this would be appeal number 2503. Applicant information, we have Christine Cole, mailing address of 1000 Sexton Road, Sebastopol, California, 95471. And this property identification, the property is not a single-family dwelling that is occupied as the principal place of residence. Assessor's parcel number is 021-530-670-000, and the assessment number is 990-075-544-000. The property address or location is lot 29-3 Oak Ridge Road, Weed, California, 96094. It is vacant land. We have the value on the roll for the land of $65,000. Applicant's opinion of value is $30,000. And there's no improvements or fixtures, so the total value on the roll of $65,000. Applicant's opinion total would be $30,000. This would be a supplemental assessment. Date of the notice was August 19th of 2025. Roll year is 2025-2026. And the reason for filing the appeal is change in ownership. Box 2 is checked, base year value for the change in ownership established on the date of June 24, 2025 is incorrect. Written findings of fact are not requested, and the application is not requested to be a claim for a refund either. And Ms. Cole, are you here?
Yeah.
Alrighty. If you would come on up, I will go ahead and swear you in. Before you sit down, do you have packets to provide as well?
I do.
Okay. And you'll be presenting, so if you want to step forward, I'll go ahead and have you stand up and I'll swear you in as well.
Okay.
Alrighty. So I've got your name already. I just need to get both of you sworn in. If you would both raise your right hand. And do you both solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give before this assessment appeals board will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
And if you would each, Melissa, I've got your name. State your name.
Christine Cole, Cole, C-O-L-E.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. And you had some packets to distribute.
Do.
One to each of them, yes.
And then, Melissa, do you?
Sure.
I have six total.
I can borrow the clerks. If you need it already, that's fine. I can borrow the clerks if you don't have it. Either.
Okay. And I don't know on this one, who's the burden of proof?
It's
on the assessor, so we'll start with the assessor's office.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. You guys are good.
Thank you.
All right. Whenever you're ready, if you'd like to move the mic over, that would be great. I mean, the room is small enough, I think you can all hear everybody, but. They put them in, and we try to use them.
Okay.
Start whenever you want.
Okay. Good morning. I'm presenting the appeal for 2503 for parcel number 021-530-670 for Christine Cole. Her parcel is at Oak Ridge Drive in Weed, California. I think we briefly went over the legal description, but it is a portion of lot 29 on Hammond Ranch parcel map filed in book one of the parcel maps. It is a vacant residential land zoned RAB5. The access is good at the end of the Oak Ridge Drive. The topography is sloped and there is no improvements on the property. The property history, the subject property was acquired by Ms. Christine Cole June 24, 2025, document number 2025-000-3984. The parcel is next door to another parcel that she currently owns and acquired in April 10, 2024. Phil, this is relevant and I will get to that as we go. It is a supplemental assessment. The neighborhood description, it's at the top of Oak Ridge Drive in Weed, California, commonly referred to as the Hammond Ranch area. Oak Ridge Drive is paved, leading all the way to the subject parcel. The area is heavily treed, allowing for privacy, and some would say it's like a serene getaway. The subject parcel is 5.08 acres of treed, downward sloping land with no improvements. Moving on to my evaluation. Of the three approaches to value, the cost and income methods are not applicable to this property as it is bare land. The sales comparison approach is considered the best indication of market value. The market analysis produced a range of $64,000 to $155,000 for the land of similar size, utility, and accessibility. You can see on the next page my comparables. Given the subject's property slope and heavily treed area, the lower end of the market was used. I'll go over the comparables now. You'll see on the preceding pages aerial views of the map, and each of the sale numbers for the subject correspond with that on the map. So my subject is number 3.
Go ahead. Melissa, were there any other comparables just than what you provided? Were there other sales activity that we don't see?
None that I felt were overly similar.
Mm-hmm. Nothing similar.
Yeah.
So if I went on there, I wouldn't find anything that was similar that, oh, this was left off.
I don't believe so.
Okay.
I felt these were the most in terms of, like, range of to the subject, but also, like, size. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think there were some that were, like, a little different size-wise, but I tried to hone in
on the 5 acres.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. So, like I said, the subject is number 3. The assessed value is $65,000. It is 5.08 acres. Dollar per acre is $12,795. We'll jump down to number 1 on the map. Is also Miss Christine Cole's. Sale price of $155,000. That one does have a well and septic, so I did account for that. There. It is 5 acres, dollar per acre is $28,000. That is my highest of my other comparables. You'll see number 6 on the map is $64,000 sale price on mule deer, 5.3 acres, so a little bit larger. Dollar per acre, $12,075. Number 2 on aspen, $69,000, 5 acres again for $13,800. 5, sale price is $80,000 on Dogwood Drive, 5 acres, $16,000. And number 4 was $120,000 sale price on Shasta Cove, and its dollar per acre was $24,000. So, like we mentioned earlier, the burden of proof is on the assessor's office because the purchase price was not under the presumption of full cash value, as stated in Section 110 of Revenue and Taxation Codes. And based on the comparable market data, the assessor's office respectfully recommends that the valuation for the supplemental roll remain at $65,000. And that's what I have. Questions?
Nope.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This opportunity to just talk a little bit about this property and shed some light on the condition of it. just as an aside, I don't know if it matters, but when you read the address for where I live, the zip code's incorrect. I just want to make sure.
What was incorrect?
The zip code.
95472?
72. Yeah, you said 1. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. I misspoke, but it is on the paperwork, 95472.
Okay. Okay, first I just want to, I have a cover letter that you have too that I would like to read just because it's easier for me and I'm nervous about having to present my ideas to you, but I'd like to respond just to Melissa's presentation. As you'll see in what I have provided you today, the access is not good. And Oak Ridge Drive is not paved. It's gravel. And again, accessibility. Accessibility is a really big factor here, as is the condition of the property, the density of it.
Are you going to get into the specifics of accessibility?
Yeah, I am. So thank you again for having me here. I purchased the property for $24,600, which was just $1,130 less than the assessor's set value given to the property for the 2024-25 tax year. Yet the property was assigned a value of $65,000, and that's a 265% increase, which I believe far exceeds its actual value. The only change on this 5-acre parcel since the Deer Creek fire in 1939 is trees have grown unchecked and unmanaged for almost 90 years. There are some large trees and many small ones that are either not thriving or already dead. Some are down and some are still standing. There are virtually no comparable properties in Hammond Ranch in that others, all others, including the comps that I received in the email, there were two that, there were several that were referencing a higher value, which, because it was originally valued at 125. And then there were two more that were lower down. So I used those two that were in the email, because those were the comps I thought were used, and those you'll see later in my presentation. But other than that, there's no comps that I could say were close enough to what I purchased. So those comps, let's see, there are virtually no comparable properties in Hammond Ranch in that all others, including the comps referenced by the assessor, have far greater access, developable grades, views, and improvements. Following, please find a summary of the evidence I am presenting today in support of my appeal. I have requested the value be placed no higher than $30,000. This number, taking into consideration inflation between 2020 and 2025. For more details, I've provided photos and documents, and I've tried to make it as easy as possible by numbering them. And after each point I make, the document that supports that. So regarding fair market value, from 2007 to present day, the property has been on the market three times. The first time it remained on the market for over 900 days. In 2019, as supported by document one, it was listed by this particular agent again at $40,000 with no buyers. And once again, it was removed from the market. In 2020, adjacent property owners purchased the property as a wildlife corridor for $24,000, which was accepted in August by the assessor as the actual value. And this is supported by document number two.
Can I hear that date again, please?
It was accepted 8/13/20.
Thank you.
And that's also document number two.
Got it. Thank you.
For the tax year 2024-2025, the adjusted value was $25,730. And that's supported in document number three. And I would also like to address the comps that I understood were used to assess my parcel value. The properties referenced by the assessor were parcels 021-600-560 and 570. Those parcels first went on the market in 2017, and they did not sell until 2024, and they sold together. They sold for $150,000 together. Because they had easy access, which my property does not, easements, manageable timber, buildable grades, views, a spring, a 14-by-18 cabin / shed, and it was already PERC approved. Even listed at $40,000, my property generated no interest when it was on the market, and it was ultimately removed. And I have provided two documents regarding those comps. And that's a number 4 and number 5.
Do you remember what month it came on the market in 2019?
March 16th.
Okay, thank you, that's helpful.
Okay, this is in regarding the physical constraints, which primarily are steep terrain and restrictive access, and in addition, the density of the timber. This property is virtually inaccessible without an easement from an adjacent property. Even on foot, it is difficult to access the property without crossing adjacent properties. Until the land is sold with an easement, the value should remain the same. And I've put in for you to look at the photos as best as I can show, documents number 6 and number 7. Number 6 shows you where the corner of the property comes into the cul-de-sac, and you can see how small that connection is. And you can also, I think, see the steepness that leads off of the cul-de-sac there.
So let's go over that a little more.
Sure.
I'm looking at number 6, and I'm not really clear on how this acts, this corner. I can't tell what is the cul-de-sac, right?
Yeah.
How can I tell what's the cul-de-sac?
By going to 7.
Okay.
Yeah, go to 7.
Go to 7.
And you'll see, hopefully you have a good one because we were having trouble with the printer. But I've done my best to outline you'll see the property line where it comes into the cul-de-sac in number 7. So Oak Ridge, hopefully you have one that is good.
I see Oak Ridge Drive.
Mm-hmm. And it comes into the cul-de-sac. On number 7, it says cul-de-sac access point. Do you see that?
Yes.
And then there's a little tiny corner of the property that comes into that.
But when they subdivide these, they have to have minimums, right? You have to have a specific driveway or enough room for a driveway to come off a cul-de-sac. Otherwise, they can't subdivide it.
Well,
it's kind of a ranch.
Yeah, I really don't know how to address that.
I believe so.
I don't know if the cul-de-sac has changed over the years. I really have no idea. I mean, mm-hmm. It's possible that it's eroded away. I don't know. Mm-hmm. All I know is that that's the corner stake, and what you're looking at here is the corner stake, and you can see how little it's touching the cul-de-sac. So I don't really know how to address what it should have been.
So this southwest corner, that pins at the cul-de-sac point, and then it just drops off like
yes.
that. Okay. So the cul-de-sac is this side of the pin.
Yes.
And what is that sign? What that sign looks like, it's right also. Is that sign on the private property?
That sign, yeah, but...
You want me to tell you?
Yeah, you can.
Okay. I live adjacent to the property.
Ma'am,
so
we would have to have you testify and be
okay.
sworn in.
Yeah. My name is Linda Cloco.
Hang on, let me get this. If you would, raise your right hand.
Yes.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you are about to give before the Assessment Appeals Board will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
And if you would, state your name and spell it for us.
Linda Kloko, last name K-L-O-K-O-W. I'm the previous owner. My husband and I owned that same property.
Dana, as a witness, is it okay that she's been sworn in and that she can testify to what she knows of the property?
Yes.
Thank you. I just wanted to make sure. If you want to come up and sit so you can be closer to the microphone.
I do have some, intimate information about this. If you're familiar with Hammond Ranch, many of the property lines don't follow the roads exactly. Ideally, the property line would be in the center of the road, but many times they're off to one side or not. It's the way they graded it years ago in the 1960s when they set up that whole subdivision. So our road goes down there, and the cul-de-sac is there, but the...
When you say our road, you're talking about
Oak Ridge
this property?
Drive. Right. But the cul-de-sac is legal as far as the fire department. It has the right space. But the property lines, as shown from satellite views, do not go to the center of that cul-de-sac. Mm-hmm. Ideally, they would, but they don't. Mm-hmm. The actual pin is where it's shown on that map, which is off to the far northeast, and it leaves a very short, small access point for the property in question.
Mm-hmm. And so if you were to make a driveway, you would go straight down.
You would have to go straight down. And that's all. And
okay. Thank you, Linda.
I have other.
Let's see if we get to where we need more information. But that's
okay.
But I just wanted to really understand this access point.
Okay. So, any more questions before I proceed?
No, please proceed.
Okay, let me get this. Okay, no fuel reduction since the 1939 fire has resulted in downed trees, standing dead trees, and thick litter on the forest floor. This would have to be cleared at great expense to safely develop the property. Recurring wildfires in Siskiyou County have created volatility in land values. Land in high-risk fire zones has seen decreased demand and lower prices. And in document 8 and 9, I'm showing you the comps, which is number 8, and the comps that I understood were being used. Those two properties are quite obviously less dense and in terms of trees, and they have open meadows. There's it's hard to compare with what you see on page 9. And if you look at document 9, I don't have it outlined, but you can see Oak Ridge there. And if you see all the lighter color, that's oak trees. And the green is my property. Not the whole thing, because there's a portion of the property that's off of Ponderosa goes up that hill too and meets my property line. But there is all conifers and very, very dense and steep. So that to me is describes a property that needs a lot of help.
Do you have any sales activity that is, when we say comparables, that word gets misinterpreted often. Mm-hmm. It really should just be sales activity, because every piece of Siskiyou County property is unique. Mm-hmm. Do you have any sales activity that where you can reflect any of the valuations you want to achieve?
You mean something comparable to this?
Is what I'm asking for. Do you have any 5-acre sales activity that reflects pricing
what Melissa sent me, I don't.
Yes.
I was going off what she sent me,
and
I assumed that she had done that research.
And
in fact, in our conversations, she said it had been difficult to find anything, and that this was the best she could do, and that's why I used that as well.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
I want to make sure we're not missing.
Okay, and then lastly, which I don't really have any documents, just but there are points to be made because it was mentioned in the paperwork that I received from the county. This north-facing land isn't suitable for anything else. It's not good for grazing or any kind of agricultural use because it's steep and lacks sunlight. It's a very difficult piece of land to consider using for agriculture. And it doesn't have a scenic view. The trees adjacent on adjacent properties block that view. So it's just not a desirable piece of land. It would be very hard to sell. And there is, the last document is just from a real estate agent just saying what they feel it would be fairly acquired at.
Did you have real estate representation when you did your transaction?
I did, but only in, we had consultation, but we kept the sale between the two of us. So we consulted with Aaron Cena from Coldwell Banker. Is it all right if Linda?
It's all right if I say something. Okay. As the former owner, we had this, my husband and I had the same issue when we bought the property in 2020. We bought it because we thought someone was going to get an easement and clear cut it. And when we found out they gave up because they couldn't get an easement, we decided that we could probably
afford. What do you mean get an easement?
If you got an easement from Christine's property or my property or the Scott's property, you could get to this property. You
better
could get
access
to this
points
you
where
could
it doesn't
get there.
Just go downhill.
Right. Otherwise, to get down that hill, I'm not sure how you would ever.
It would be fine in the summer, but in the winter it wouldn't be very good.
No, you couldn't even
nearly
get
impossible.
You couldn't even get a road in there. Anyway, we did an informal appeal to the assessor's office, and one of the documents shows that it was approved. We were then assessed at the $24,000 we paid for it. Mm-hmm. And then over the years, the 2% goes up. So the last assessed value we had was, what, 25.7. Okay, and that was the previous summer. When Christine bought her property on the, adjacent to this, I asked her if she would be interested in buying it, because my husband passed away, mm-hmm. and I needed to simplify things. Mm-hmm. And I knew that Christine would be a good steward of the land, whereas I didn't trust other people mm-hmm. as far as doing an easement and cutting everything. Mm-hmm. Other than people that live adjacent, the property, as shown by how many months and years it was on the market, doesn't show any value to other people.
Thank you. Understood.
That's all.
Okay.
We talked to Mr. Bills.
Yeah, if we're finished, I'd like to consult.
Do we want off record or?
I agree.
Let's do the same procedure as last time. Why don't you guys have a conversation?